the leap. Total retention, we must take the leap. Our world's last barrier is in danger. As I've already mentioned, the water table is the last defense against pollution. There is a limit to self-purification, and in many cases, this limit has been reached. I'm not going to denounce the chalets stuck to the banks of rivers with their leaching fields. The problem is that much larger and more populated buildings are being built on these banks, contributing to polluting the water table and surface water. That's not all. Areas on the mountains are being developed. Bedrock, with a little earth on top, is not the ideal terrain for treating wastewater. Even though I am one of those who oppose this type of development, there are simple solutions. However, they come at a price. Total retention and transportation of contaminated water and solids is the only possible avenue for mass solutions when it's impossible to have dedicated infrastructure. Waste is removed by trucks under the responsibility of cities, so why not do the same with wastewater? We need to make this change. I know, this way of thinking is a major irritant. Who will pay for this? Should we pay by the litter, or should waste be removed as needed? You have the answer in this question. This thinking isn't improvised, it's a long-standing one. I know it's possible to do this. This way of thinking goes further. Where are the buffer zones? Developing a province by populating it like a suburb is not a plan I support. Repeatedly creating cities of 100 people doesn't help solve these problems. Solutions exist, but we must have the courage to implement them. The best solution is to have more than one. A comprehensive plan and a thorough situation analysis will help protect this little planet of ours. When the water tables start dripping with toilet water, it will be too late. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This is June 13, 2025.